It will, of course, yeah. Look, I think everyone is aware of the situation, Padraig's situation at the moment, like, and I don't want to sort of get into specifics here, but obviously, like, he's a very young family. The prognosis is not very good in relation to his health. And, like, we'd know him as being a great servant to Castleton Bear in particular, and into the Bear senior football team for many, many years. I think he played for around 17 or 18 years. He appeared in loads of county finals with Castleton, I think three. And he was our goalkeeper in the 97 team, but had been playing with Beara for maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 years before that. And look, when these things happen, I think, you know, the GAA are indicative of what more human nature is about. They rally wrong people and they give them support and try and make, you know, the family as comfortable as possible.
We'll talk more about the weekend in a moment, but of course, when you talk about 1997 and that magical journey, you were the team manager. Like, it's still, I suppose, it's fresh in the memory all those years later.
I don't know about fresh, Michael, but I'm still around to tell the tale anyway, I suppose. But yeah, we had been, you know, knocking at the door, you know, for 3 or 4 years. I think the year before we were in the semi-final, beaten by a point in Bantry by UCC, who Clonakilty defeated in the final. Before that, we had a quarter final. So before that, like DJ Shea, who passed away there just recently, had been in charge. So we had been building a bit of momentum. And I suppose, like, the making of the team was really into the Kelleher Shield. But I will say this much, the cooperation we got from the clubs in Beara was what made that team, because, you know, yourself, Castleton Beara were intermediate at the time, going very well. They contributed, I think, 7 or 8 players to the team. And I was very fortunate in having my brother in charge of the team, Ali O'Sullivan, like, of that team. So, like, we were effectively playing 2 games a week right through the season. So we played it all year round. We trained very hard. We felt we were close. And look, we scraped over the line against a very, very good Castlehaven side after a replay. I think they had a lot of very well talented players looking. We just got the lucky break on the day. I think Seamus Spencer got a goal, which was a speciality. But we had some very gifted players as well. And if I mention one, I'll be shot. So, you know, we had Kieran O'Sullivan, who at the time was a great leader. Ali O'Sullivan, Brendan Shaw, Ollie Slannan O'Regan. The Harringtons, like, with a heap of very good players, like.
I know I saw the videos of it up there on YouTube about 12 months ago. It's as magical as ever. And, of course, when he got to the final and were facing the Haven, that was the real test.
It was, but I felt myself, like, you know, and looking back over the years, like, that finals generally don't live up to their reputation. And it's always a tense, tight affair. And, you know, you'd love to be playing expansive football, but we know that they had some fantastic footballers, the Callahans, the Clearys, Tompkins, you know, these guys, the Crowleys, they were brilliant players. And the Maguires, all these guys, like, and, you know, if you let them dominate. And so it was maybe more of a dogfight than a classical game, but I felt we played our best football in the semi-final against Duhallow down in Macroom. I think we had 16-8 or something was a game, and I tell we had a great game that night, like, and it was more our true self playing, like, because we were pretty fast and open footballing, like, wise. So I felt that two finals were always sort of tense, like, you know. But look, as you said, nobody forgets the winning a final. Everyone wants to forget losing one, but a lot of people just remember winning one. Like, so it was great for the peninsula at the time and everything else. It lifted a lot of spirits. And I suppose the one regret we had was that we had Nemo the following year in 98 in the first round in Skibbereen. And we took them to a replay, but we had the game in the bag in the first half, like, or the first game in Skibbereen. And they got a goal right at the end. And that sort of took a little bit of wind out of our sails for a while there. But I mean, that was a sort of regret we had, if any regret, the following year. We could have done another, you know, made a fist of maybe doing the double.
A lot of people made a huge contribution in terms of management, in terms of playing. And I suppose Padraig Crowley was central to all of that.
Well, you know, your keeper, first line of defence. And I remember he got, as an underage player, Michael Harrington, who had been a local coach here in Castleton Bear, took him out for specialised training, like they were talking about Cluxton, but they took him out to Drone for many an evening to, you know, teach him how to target players and kickouts and stuff like that, which was, you know, I think that was a big bonus. And I think that, you know, a lot of keepers after that were adapting to that sort of approach, like, you know, trying to hit the half back line, you know, trying to hit midfield on the wings and stuff like that. Like, so yeah, he was a superb kicker of the ball. Unfortunately, he did his cruciate in the game and had to be replaced by the youngest member of the panel, Timmy O'Shea from Madrigal. I think was only barely 17, if he was 17 at the time, which was a huge, you know, which is a huge evening for him to come on, like, you know, with 10 minutes to go or 15 minutes to go in the county final and be assaulted, like, by bombardment of footballs. And, but, I mean, look, everything fell for us in the time, and his project was a huge contribution in that. Like, and I must say, when I was dealing with the players in regarding to, you know, the logistics of getting Cork players in order, Barry Murphy was our sort of liaison at Cork, and Johnny Hoolihan here in Beira. He was outstanding. Like, he'd be ringing you on Wednesday night, Thursday night, telling you, look, there's 7, we have 9, we have 10, you know. So, but again, everyone bought in. And I suppose it was fortunate. I said that Castle and Nadjigal were going well at the time as well. And they made a huge contribution, like, from that point of view. But Padraig played in goals as well for the Castle team in 3 county finals, you know. So he'd been very consistent all the way up, like.
So it is time now to maybe repay him and repay his family. The big weekend is on the 15th, 16th and 17th of September. How can people get involved?
Well, obviously, they can buy. We're going to be issuing tickets to every club in Cork County, number one. The tickets are priced at €10 each, and they're very good value. There's a lot of good prizes, isn't it? They'll go out to every club in the county, and there'll be posters going around the county as well, and there's a QR scan code on it which can link them straight in to buy, and, you know, to buy the ticket, and it'll go straight to the account. So the Golf Classic itself, we decided not to overprice it or anything else, like, even though the people suggested we could get a lot more for it, but we wanted to make it a fun event as well and give people an opportunity, not by overcharging. Like I said, £20 a head is a 60 a team. It's 50 for a tee box, 50 for a green. And the golf club have kindly donated, like, their services free for the day as well. Like, so all this sort of, you know, it's a big sort of, you know, burst of generosity from people all over. And people have been reaching out for the last week since we launched it, from all corners of even Tipperary. Yesterday we got a call from Waterford, from Clare, guys willing to say, look, send us tickets, we'll sell a book. Let's, you know, so the diaspora of the GA, generally speaking, all over the country, has been fantastic. And people in clubs in as far away as Chicago and New York have taken books of tickets. We sent 20 to the States there recently, and they're now looking for more. So, you know, I said the generosity of people has been outstanding. And we even got a call or a tweet yesterday from the Cork Masters, willing to play a challenge game against some of the Beira panel in 97 to raise funds as well. So there's lots of good community spirit coming out in this, like.
So finally, Donal, the weekend of the 15th and 16th and 17th hopefully will raise a lot of money, but it will also be a fun weekend.
Oh God, that's what we made sure that we could. We, you know, if people can't make it even on the Thursday, Friday and Saturday, the golf club have kindly offered, like, to accommodate people on the Tuesday or Wednesday if they want to play during that time. We'll try and arrange that for them. They can come, like, you know, etc. etc. And like, it's a fun weekend. We have a night with music, kyol and crack, as the man says in the golf club, and presentation of prizes will be on the Saturday night, so people can recover and go home Sunday in one piece. And also that we're presenting the 97 panel with their jackets and ties for their little wave on Parky Cueve on the 16th of October, I believe. So, generally speaking, as I said to you, human nature, you know, they're people are kind.